The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning. Today is Monday, the 19th of February. Joining us this morning is the bank dude from Redwood Capital, Mr. John Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. So good to see you, even though this is pre-recorded.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Don't want people to think you're working on a day off. All right. Are you ready for your question here?
I am.
Sir.
Last time I got it right.
Oh, well, you probably don't have
much
of a chance.
He was on the Dodgers, remember?
Yes.
The Dodgers.
Yes. Why is some extreme behavior called beyond the pale?
Beyond the pale? I'm going to just totally guess on this one that it has to do with it's so scary that one's blood rushes out of their face and they turn pale.
Well, there was a loss of blood associated with this, but not quite the way you had it. The expression dates back to the English crown's first efforts to control the Irish by outlawing their language and customs. But the unruly Irish were just that. And by the 15th century, the English still controlled only a small area around Dublin, protected by a fortification called the Pale, meaning sharp sticks, like impaled.
Impale.
Yes. To the British, to go beyond the Pale meant you were entering the uncivilized realm of the wild Irish.
I would have never guessed that.
I probably would have come up with impaled sooner, and that would have been way down the road.
I don't know why it is, but, you know, everybody admires the Irish. It's a really cool culture.
Yeah. And?
I don't know. Just,
just
as you were mentioning, I'm just going, whenever I think of the Irish, I think of positive things. People that are happy.
Guinness.
Yeah. Beer.
Leprechauns.
More beer.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, jeez. Are you concerned at all about the debt load that Americans have on their credit cards these days?
Well, the answer is yes. Credit card balances tell you that people are, you know, obviously spending more than they're making. And there's two reasons that you would see credit card balances rise, two main reasons. One is consumer confidence. You know, I feel like I can step out there and buy some things that I wanted to buy, even though I can't really afford to pay for them now because I think the future is very bright. Two is I can't afford to live. My kids need to eat. you know,
it's gap funding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the first one, you know, is relatively a positive sign, consumer confidence.
Is that one of the components
of
measuring consumer confidence?
I don't know. I don't know the calculation in that.
Because it's always something that is, well, during times when inflation isn't going goofy, is something that's always discussed. You know, the consumer confidence level increased, or, you know, there's a reference point to that.
Well, consumer spending is a huge part of GDP, and therefore consumer confidence has a great deal to do with GDP.
So as we look at this in general, good, bad, indifferent, what kind of reference would you have for the condition of credit?
So
consumer credit in America.
Generally, increases in consumer credit, i.e. credit card balances, is bad. That's, you know, generally most of the time that credit card balances are going up has more to do with inflation, especially when there's an inflation in the mix. So that tells me there's more and more families that are, you know, struggling to maintain a lifestyle or struggling to maintain. And so they're dependent on credit card balances or credit card to bridge the gap.
I would think that percentage, that rate, whatever is referenced, would tend to run parallel with unemployment. In today's you get credit marketplace. But with the unemployment rate or the employment rate being as healthy as it's projected as it has been, that credit card debt wouldn't be going up. It would actually be going down.
Well, you have to put it...
What are we missing here?
So go to the kitchen table. And, you know, you're sitting there. What are some of the things that would cause you to want to use credit card balances or to use your credit cards and maintain a balance rather than paying them off monthly? One is there's something special I want to buy. It's a one-off, and I'm willing to carry a balance for a period of time till I can pay it off.
Okay. The extraordinary.
Right. You have, oh my gosh, everything's gone up. My utility bill, my gas bill, this bill, that bill, groceries are outrageous. I can't afford it. I've got to bridge the gap till I can find another solution. So I use my credit card to go buy groceries this week because I don't have the cash.
Right. You change your spending habits.
Correct.
And your behaviors.
And so you're using your credit card to bridge the gap. So it could be I lost my job and this is the only way I can live until I get another one. That's the unemployment piece you were talking about.
Well, so see, what I was saying, there's another element. Hey, I need to go out and get a job. You know, with some of the government largesse that has been available and
has been very easy.
It's different.
As of late, the last few years, to not work and still meet your obligations. A lot of those programs are going away.
So that may be a driver in this thing.
It could be too. But, you know, I think the biggest driver is going to be inflation at this point in time. Most people can, you know, there's more jobs out there than there are people to fill them. So I don't think it's an unemployment caused issue. I think it's more inflation oriented, but that's...
Or an overspending.
Yes.
Yeah.
But most people, overspending is consumer confidence.
So those go hand in hand.
So, yeah. It, you know, is it consumer confidence in the future or is it inflationary impact? And it's going to be a combination of both.
KINS, News and Information Time.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back Talking Shop this morning with John Dalby from Redwood Capital Bank. So, John, credit ratings, obviously they're used in a lot of areas. What are some of the things that maybe we are unaware of that credit ratings are being referenced, but we don't necessarily see overtly?
So anytime you're dealing with automated credit programs, and so you're seeing more and more banks go to, usher you to their website to apply for loans, even in the commercial element for the lower dollar amount loans, most of those are going towards online applications. In an online application, the biggest driver is going to be your credit score. So it can affect getting approved. It can also affect what rate you receive. So institutions can discriminate based on your credit rating because as your credit rating score goes down, the risk goes up, and therefore they can compensate themselves with a higher rate. So it's very important and has a great deal to do anytime you're doing a financial transaction, whether it's going down to buy a car, that is driven very heavily by your credit score, what rate you get, and how much you have to put down, et cetera, et cetera.
Does it impact the credit card rate that you get? Or is that pretty standard?
It can. We don't issue credit cards, so I don't have to deal with the government and what the regulations are as to how I can discriminate rates. But certainly, if you want to get a low interest rate credit card, if there is such a thing.
fair enough.
You're going to have a very strong credit rating, because the majority of the reason credit cards are so high in interest rate is they're the first thing that takes loss. Let me explain. If somebody is going to file bankruptcy, it is not uncommon for them to, as just before they file bankruptcy, to go up and run all their credit cards to the maximum, because they're all going to get wiped out.
Really?
And so, yeah, so they'll go out and buy new furniture, new TV, everything that you ever wanted, and then they file bankruptcy and wipe it all out.
Huh. That's mildly disturbing.
But the first thing you take a loss is your credit card.
So that's a good chunk of the percentage of the rates that we're paying is for pretty much fraud.
Loss.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to the kitchen table. And so I don't have enough money to pay all my bills. So I have a home, I have a second home, I have a car, and I have a credit card. So I have those four bills.
Goodbye, second home.
Okay. Well, no, let's add a fifth one. We have a rental. So there's a mortgage on the rental.
Okay.
Okay, I can't pay all five. What's the first one I'm not going to pay?
What is it? You said car, rental.
Car.
House one, house two.
Primary, secondary, and a rental. What's the first thing I'm not going to pay?
Well, yeah, okay. So
be the credit card.
Right.
Okay. Because the other ones have an impact on your lifestyle. So now I'm delinquent on that. Okay, now I can't afford, I'm not paying my credit card, but I still can't afford to pay the other four. So I have my car, I have my home, my primary, my secondary home, and my rental. Which one do I not pay?
You say, this is so weird because it's so different than what I would do, but
right.
Obviously the car would be the next one, probably for most people.
Yeah, it'd be your second home.
That's why I'd get rid of that early on, but sell it.
Yeah, well, the second home
not
would be
default on it.
And so what we saw during the Great Recession is cities in which second homes were predominant.
Tahoe was an example.
Bend, Oregon, Hawaii, you saw prices starting to tumble because people were dumping their second homes because they no longer could afford two mortgages. So if you're not going to pay something, but your rental is bringing some cash in, so I'm going to dump that. I need my car to drive. So
right.
So you start putting those debts in a pecking order, and you're going to find that the ones that you would first not pay are the ones going to have the higher interest rates because the loss experience is greater.
More apt to experience right. That, yeah. And so, I mean, if you can't cover the nut, you sell an asset, right? I mean,
you do, but it takes time.
Okay, so then you can put balances on your credit card, do the minimum payment until.
But that's not the scenario I gave you. You had to pay the balance, or you,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I know.
What are you going to not pay?
I would say wrong.
Right.
Start all over again.
So everybody else's, everyone's strategy for dealing with downturns in their personal economy is different.
Or but get that
in
job.
General, yeah. In general, credit cards are the first thing to take a loss.
Sure. Oh, and you don't have to pay them off. You know, you just pay a small percentage. And that's not really a long-term strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a gap, yeah. Interesting. And that's obviously national, just the way people are.
Yes.
So credit report, credit ratings are really a barometer of financial health of the individual applying.
Well, after the break, we'll talk about the five C's of credit.
Clarity. No, oh, wait. That's wrong thing. Sorry. Diamonds. We'll be back. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back Talking Shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby from Redwood Capital Bank. John, before the break, well, we've been talking about credit rating, things of that nature. You said that there were five C's of credit. Cash probably is not one of them because it's not credit. But that's where I went.
Yeah, the five C's are the things that banks look at. And this is old school, of course, because I'm an old guy. But, you know, if you're underwriting a consumer credit, generally you look at the five C's. Okay, and so the first one is capacity. Do you make enough to make the payments?
Pay the debt, yeah.
Yeah, and still live. You know, you've got
that living
some money.
Thing, yeah.
Food is important. And generally, if you're buying a car, you need to be able to pay for gasoline, insurance, and so forth. So capacity is the first one. Capital is another one. And capital simply means, do you have assets to fall back on? You know, such as...
The retirement house.
If I lose my job, do I have enough cash in the bank to make payments for a few months until I get a new job? You know, if I had a major problem, you know, my car breaks down and I've got to put thousands of dollars into it to keep it going. I have, you know, a branch falls on my house and the insurance doesn't cover it. Do you have, some assets to fall back on? So you have a capacity and capital are two of them. Okay. Then you have, basically your circumstances. What is the environment that you're in? You know, are you working in an occupation that has high unemployment, or is dying out? Are you the key manufacturer of hula hoops?
Right.
And so, you know, we look at that. But one of those C's is character.
So character does matter.
Character matters.
Dan Quayle was right.
Yeah.
Former vice president of a long, long, long time ago for the youngers listening.
Yeah. And so all of this comes down to, because we're talking about credit, how do you measure character? Because there are, you know, I was taught there are different types of borrowers. There are those that are able to make payments and are willing.
Not necessarily there are those, the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are those that are willing but unable. And then you have those that are unable but are willing. And, of course, then you have those that are unable and unwilling.
Yeah.
It's got to be four in the matrix. And so how do we determine how important making your payments are in your life? And so that's where credit comes in, your credit score, It's actually a measurement of
your history.
Character.
Yeah.
You know, do you pay your bills? How important is it that you pay your bills on time? The credit report is also
What was number
used,
five?
We haven't gotten
I haven't got there yet. Okay.
Yeah.
We're in math here, so I'm a little soft.
So let's go back to capacity. The first one we talked about, when we're measuring capacity, we look at your credit report because it tells us what payments you have. It tells us what outstanding debts. And so your credit report impacts your character rating, and it impacts your capacity rating.
So if someone doesn't have a lot of credit history, pays cash all the time, or check, they don't have character? Or you have to go a little deeper?
That is not an uncommon problem. And so what banks will do is they'll look for alternative credit references.
So like if you have one at the local department store or hardware store and you pay it off every month.
Generally, we'll look and see, are you making your utility bill payment?
Oh, okay.
Utility bills.
And that's public information?
Well, a lot of times we'll say, okay, go get a letter from your utility company. Go get a letter
from... That could be 2 years if you're PG&E. Huh?
Go get a letter from... whoever sells you the gas, you know,
gotcha. Except
that yeah. anything that we look for alternative.
Give
we
us can some also, documentation of
right. That, yeah. We can also get a letter from your landlord to see if you've been paying your rent on time. Hmm. So there are alternatives. It's not as good as having a credit rating, but there are alternatives for that. For those people that pay currency for everything. That they buy.
Kind of like the old days.
Yeah. It is, but it is problematic, but we try and work around it.
Okay. So you said we've only had four C's.
Yeah. I'm actually struggling to remember the fifth one.
I think you put yourself in the old box there.
Yeah.
So are credit ratings volatile? If you have a bad, let's say that 6 weeks you're out of a job. Okay, and instead of paying everything off, you pay the minimum. Does that impact or hit that credit rating hard? Or conversely, if you have bad or challenged or middle of the road and you're pushing to everything is at zeros, will that tick it up or is there a time factor in this as well?
So there are credit counselors. So let's take the two scenarios differently. One is, say you have a point of unemployment. Keep in mind, something's not past due until it's 30 days past due. So if something's due on the 1st, you can wait till the 25th and pay it, and that's on time. Okay? So that is not a mark on your credit. So if you have to delay it, you know, keep it within, 20, 25 days at the most, of being late. But you also have to factor in how long it takes you for the payment to arrive.
Either mailman or electronic mailman.
Correct. Yeah. And keep in mind that not everything you do online banking is electronically received the same day. Some of those, they actually generate a check and they're mailed and it takes a long time to circulate.
So kind of like if you drop a check off, doesn't mean that it's... going to be redeemed or cashed.
That's correct. If I wait 25 days and I mail a check and they don't receive it for a week, I'm 30 days late.
Right. Tough to argue that one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see if you can come up with number five during the break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocery. Center, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Dalby. You guys are closed today, or the banks and the stock market, everybody's closed.
Yes.
Government's closed.
Wow. President's Day.
Yeah. Nice that it's recognized. All right. So we had 5 C's of credit. We had punched out 4 of them. For those just joining us, capacity, capital, circumstances, and character all are components of or are reflected in.
Correct.
Credit report.
And the 5th one is collateral. And I will admit we had to look it up. I drew a blank. And collateral is an interesting one. So on real estate, that's why you get an appraisal. You have to have title. You have to have insurance. Generally, with anytime there's collateral, you need insurance to cover it if something happens to the collateral, so the bank is covered. Now, with your home, you know, we get an appraisal, and home values are relatively stable. You go to buy a car, it's a different animal. So if you buy a brand new car, as we all know, when you drive it off the lot, its value diminishes significantly. So that's why when you go to buy a car and you want to put zero down, your interest rate might be higher because there's a greater risk if the institution has to take back the car.
It just isn't worth
as much. Payments. Right. And yeah. So they're going to take a loss on the sale of that. Now, also keep in mind, you are obligated for the shortfall. So say you buy a car, you default. We call it a first payment default. That's the worst, where you don't make any payments ever. And so, but it takes a while to go through the process of repossession and so forth. By the time you get the car, it's generally beat up and it's got some miles on it, and it's worth substantially less. So they sell it, and they don't get top dollar for it when they sell it.
So let's say round figure, you have a 50,
mm-hmm.
and it sells, or it's valued at, when it is taken back, it's 30.
So there's a $20 or $20,000 gap. You are still responsible for that $20,000.
And not dischargeable by bankruptcy.
Well, it is dischargeable by bankruptcy.
So, what does bankruptcy do to credit line or credit scores? Like, can it
makes you pretty much toxic.
Okay, so it doesn't clean it up. I mean, it may zero it out, but it doesn't clean it up.
Well, you have. So, what we're measuring, remember, is character. Okay, now you can look at the reason for a bankruptcy.
Medical is what I was...
The medical is the big one that jumps out.
Yeah.
You know, you have medical bills and so forth. Generally, lenders will be more lenient about that bankruptcy.
Rather than the trip to the Bahamas for 3 months.
Correct. Or I just chose not to work for a while. Or why make my payments? You know, life's a lot easier if I don't.
Those must be some interesting discussions, because I'm sure that these aren't just purely anecdotal.
No, we run into every circumstance you can imagine. We even had, a mortgage where somebody passed away, and
that one's understandable. Why they didn't make a payment?
Yeah. Right, and so then the family chose to make the payments and keep it current. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we just got to accept the
payments.
Nothing
wrong with that, is there?
There's nothing wrong with it.
His or her credit rating goes up.
But when the payment doesn't come in, who do you call?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Oh, that would be.
But you run into, I lost my job. The company folded that I worked for. My company that I owned went under. You have myriad of things that substantially impact people's lives and therefore impact their ability to make their payments.
So are all of those treated with the same degree of severity?
Well, remember, we're measuring character.
Right.
So is it inside or outside of your ability or
Capacity.
No. Your condition.
Circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have control over the thing that impacted your life? So, for instance, medical. Well, you know, you could end up with millions of dollars of medical bills and you can't pay them. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, nobody
right
could.
And so, you know, medical is one that is easily looked at and you can be sympathetic with it.
So that does flavor.
So I ran my business into the ground and it went under. Well,
maybe not so sympathetic.
You got to look at circumstances and say, was it foreseeable and so forth? If you want to try and make an exception because their credit was impacted by it.
And then when you go out and try to get additional credit or circumstances require something along those lines. How much? What is the difference, let's say, between a 700, a 750, and an 800 on the credit rating? Other than
generally,
you give a party for somebody with the 800.
Those are all pretty good scores.
Yeah.
You know, those are all pretty good scores. So it's not problematic.
Okay. Well, what, 600, 500.
Well, now
150.
Now the question is.
Hike. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Now the question becomes, will you be approved? And the other is, if you are approved, what's the rate you're going to pay?
So not all loans are the same.
Correct.
If you've got a 700 or 750 and I've got a 550, we may get the same amount.
Well, let's look at
just going to pay more.
What's the highest rate you can pay?
Oh.
Well, it's in these cashing companies.
Oh, I was thinking that might involve Offspring.
Yeah.
Okay, Winston says the show's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Good timing. See everybody tomorrow. This presentation of Talk Shop was recorded at a previous time for playback today.